This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Flash flooding is occurring across the Denver metro, including standing water at multiple on-ramps for I-25, including Spear, a major artery in the city. And intersections near downtown have also flooded. CPR's Paolo Shalsida was out in the thick of the hail and rain.
So I'm seeing a bunch of flooded roads. I'm seeing cars with leaves thrown all about them. I've been seeing cars stalled in the middle of the road. Hail that is just covering my windshield, making it so loud I can't even hear my radio. It's not good out here.
Meanwhile, much of the Front Range in northern Colorado are under a tornado watch until 9 p.m. tonight. Previous heavy rainfall has washed out all bridges over Cherry Creek and Castlewood Canyon State Park. Spokeswoman Kara Van Hoos says the park remains open, but visitors will have to use alternate trails to navigate the park.
Visitors who want to do a loop that would normally involve crossing a bridge over Cherry Creek need to know that that is no longer a possibility. So any sort of loop is now an out-and-back trail.
Van Hoos says repairs won't begin until water levels are lower. The Supreme Court's decision to end racial considerations in college admissions wasn't a surprise for CU Boulder Chancellor Phil DeStefano.
We do pre-collegiate programs by geography. And in the past, you know, we've seen 90%, 95% of these students going on to post-secondary education.
Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.